What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH, and 96.5 TIC. My guest this morning is Mary Underwood, who not too long ago wrote a book, The Heart Remembers, which touches on lessons that she learned on the dementia journey while helping and caring for her dad. Mary, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And you're also, I should mention, a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter.
Yes, I am. This actually will be my 33rd walk to end Alzheimer's that I'll be participating in and have supported their mission for quite a while.
I guess my first question for you, symptoms. It's so important to know the symptoms in any case of Alzheimer's, isn't it?
It is. And I think I'm blessed in some ways that I have been working in the field for 35 years. So when my dad started showing signs, I was, in the profession for 25 years. So perhaps more aware than other people or took the signs a little bit more seriously because some of the early signs are very similar to what happens as we get older, forgetting and having trouble with words and, getting overwhelmed a little bit easier. So it is important that we not just look at those things as normal aging, but also to think that it may be the beginning of some disease process.
Of course, that's even more important nowadays because there are some treatments, but they're only good if they're caught, if the symptoms are caught in the earliest stages.
And also what happens is, because Alzheimer's has become so known, there's so much awareness out there, which is a wonderful thing. As soon as people start having some issues with their memory, they almost automatically jump to, I must have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, where I've worked with many families who their mom might have had a vitamin B12 deficiency. And something as simple as that can help with the memory and reverse the loss that's happening. So the awareness is wonderful, but also people need to understand that not all memory loss is because of Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, that there are things and steps that can be taken to help with whatever they're facing at any time.
As a longtime volunteer, Mary, what inspired you to write this book, a personal book, to try to help other people?
I think it's, I've done a lot of training and I've talked with a lot of families and I've talked with a lot of professionals. And I was always told that when I shared a story about what I was trying to teach, that that's what really hit home. Because there are books out there about how to communicate and what happens during the disease process. But when people can really sit down and relate to a story and say, oh my gosh, that's what my dad was doing, or that's what my mom experienced, or that's how I reacted, and maybe the story can help them learn to react a little bit differently. So it wasn't about giving them the facts and, you know, the what exactly happens, but it was more just personal stories of to make people feel they're not alone, to make them go, oh my gosh, I was in that same situation. So it really is more about a book of connection and insight for people going through the journey.
Mary, take me to that moment where you realized something was wrong with your father and the diagnosis came back that he was struggling with dementia, Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because that's actually the very first story in the book, is because we knew he was having some trouble. He was a Wheel of Fortune fanatic. Like, he was amazing at Wheel of Fortune. And we were starting to get the phrases and the puzzles before him. And he actually was the one who said to us first, I need to be tested, even though we as a family had talked a little bit about that need. So, you know, and why the book is called The Heart Remembers is because this really is such a battle between the head and the heart, not only for the person who has the disease, but also for their families. So we, you know, made the call to have him go and get assessed. And then we had to go back for the results. And we knew what the results were. You know, our head knew what we were going to hear. But our heart was the one that was struggling with knowing, once we hear this word, it's forever. We can't change it. So throughout the disease, even again, knowing what I know, it's such a battle between what your head knows and what your heart wants to accept. So it was, you know, again, it was easy to go in and be tested, and we knew all that. It was hard to hear the answer. And I think that's for many families, even if their head knows what the answer is going to be, to actually hear it is really a difficult thing to hear.
Taking that experience that you had, which obviously you wrote about in The Heart Remembers, Mary, how do you relay that to people who today are going through that exact same thing, that same situation you went through with your father and your family? How do you relay that to others?
Well, there's in the book, at the end of each story, there's a lesson not only for families, but also for the professionals who are dealing with the families. So my lesson and my words for the professionals is, even though you give that diagnosis maybe 100 times in a month, to recognize that the families on the other side are hearing it for the first time. This is their one and hopefully only experience. So for professionals, the lesson is, please be careful with your words. Please understand the emotion behind what you're saying, even if for you as a professional, it's common to be able to say that. And the lesson for families that I give is that this is a battle and a journey between your head and your heart. And that sometimes it's okay not to be on the same page, and to just give yourself the grace to understand and recognize that sometimes your heart is going to struggle more than your head is going to struggle. And that it doesn't have to be a battle between the head and the heart, but more of a journey together with your head and your heart, and to give yourself grace.
Mary, does it happen more often than not that a doctor doesn't come across as compassionate as maybe you would hope that they would? Like you mentioned, they deal with this on a regular basis, maybe 100 diagnoses a month. But also doctors are walking a fine line of being professional and too emotional. Do you think that there's room for improvement for doctors?
I think there's room for improvement for all healthcare professionals, especially with dementia, because it's not even just getting the diagnosis that's a challenge, but to even hear that, you know, your loved one needs to start using adult briefs, you know, that they need a Depends or something like that. For healthcare professionals, it's not a big deal. It's part of their job. But for a family member, it's, you're telling me my dad is now not even able to use the bathroom. We, again, use the word hospice as professionals all the time, but to understand what is that impact. So I think it's across the board, from diagnosis to the end of the journey, just to have more of an awareness of the impact that what you're about to say is going to have on this family.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut, and my guest is Mary Underwood, who is not only a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter, but also the author of The Heart Remembers, which shares lessons learned from the dementia journey that she went on in caring for her father. Okay, so we've gone through the initial shock, if you will, of hearing that a family member or confirming that a family member does, in fact, have Alzheimer's. Now you have to deal with the caregiving aspect of it, which becomes more complicated as time goes by. Any advice, any word on that part of the journey?
I would say the advice is to, as difficult as it might be, it's to try to plan and think ahead. Taking care of somebody with dementia is so much in the moment that the reality is we know it's going to progress. We know there's going to need to be more care down the road. So it's to know what's out there, know what's available, even if you never need it, to know what your options are down the road, to, as a family, all, you know, have that discussion and know who's willing and able to do what. And I think, too, and again, there's another chapter in the book about this, is, you know, the whole promise that families make about, I'll never have you go to a nursing home, you can stay home forever, that when you make those promises, you don't know what the journey looks like down the road. So the promise I encourage people to make is to promise your loved one that they will get the best care possible for whatever they need. And you don't know where that's going to be. You don't know what it's going to look like. But you do know, and you promise them, that you will give them the best options available. Because, again, people live so much in the moment. They don't think about what happens when this person is incontinent and not able to use the bathroom and can't be home alone. And, you know, most adult children can't quit their jobs and stay home and take care of a loved one. So the advice is, again, don't promise something you can't guarantee you can keep, and start planning for what's down the road and what services are available.
Well, that's a great point, Mary, and an important lesson to share with our audience and in your book, The Heart Remembers, because that journey can change, and when it starts, it doesn't necessarily end the same way for you or for anybody else, for that matter. Was there anything about that part of the journey, the progression maybe, that you learned that surprised you in a way?
I think for us, again, having done this for 25 years, you know, we really did prepare. And we had the conversations with Dad. I was surprised actually how smoothly it went because we did prepare my dad. And I know people are out there going, oh, well, you don't know my dad. He's stubborn. He's difficult. He's never going to tell us what I have to do. And I'm telling you, that described my dad. I never thought that it would go as smoothly as it did. But I think because, and this goes back to the head and the heart, that most of the conversations we had with our dad really was based about emotion and not about facts. It was talking to his heart. And somebody can't argue when you're talking emotion. So I think, again, I was surprised at how smoothly it went. But I was also surprised, I think, by, I felt like I know this journey. I've been doing this 25 years, that the journey is so different for everybody. It's just such a unique disease. And my dad did not have Alzheimer's. He had another form of dementia. But just how different it is, and just how emotional it is. I mean, I knew it was going to be tough, but there were days that were just so much tougher than even I could have imagined.
There is help available for caregivers, though, and as a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter, I'm sure you're quite familiar with all of the options and resources that are available to other people, but yet sometimes it's hard for people to say, I need help.
Exactly. And I think people often say there's not enough help, there's no help out there, but people don't research help for dementia unless you're in the middle of it. But there is help. And I think too, we ask for help in so many other things. And, you know, we let other people take care of our cars. We let other people clean our houses. We need to let other people help us take care of our loved ones, because most people who go into the caregiving role don't sign up for it voluntarily. They don't look for it. They're not trained to do it. So just like we let other people help us do the best we can in other areas of our life, don't our loved ones deserve that same? To let people educate, train, support, you know, guide, direct, to make the journey the best it can for everybody.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. If you're just joining us on Face Connecticut, I'm chatting with Mary Underwood, who wrote a book called The Heart Remembers that shares lessons from the dementia journey and how she helped care for her father. And Mary is also a member volunteer of the Connecticut Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter. Mary, is there anything to know about the end stages of Alzheimer's and how that might impact a family member or a caregiver when you know that the person might be passing away soon or it's very late stage? We often talk about the symptoms, catching it early, but what happens near the end?
Right. Near the end, and it really, again, depends on so much of where the person is on the journey, what kind of dementia they have. Just like the beginning can look very different for every person, so can the end. But I think towards the end of the challenge, and again, another chapter in the book, is how many people I've talked to who've been on this journey who actually are looking forward to the end. They sometimes even pray for that ending because the journey's been so difficult. And I think to say to families, that's not a horrible thing to say or to think, and that you are not alone in having that thought. And I think for professionals and for families, to let them know that oftentimes when this journey is over and the person does pass away, that the grief sometimes is not as strong as people maybe think it should be, because the grieving has happened for 5, 10, sometimes 20 years. But what I was surprised by a little bit is that sometimes 6 months after the person passes away is where there's this whole new wave of grief that's happening. And that's the time where you don't have family and friends around as much supporting you. You know, the journey is, again, like I've said many times, and why the book is called The Heart Remembers, it's so emotional. And as the end happens, there's going to be a mix of emotions. But I would also say to families, just because your loved one has dementia and they are at the end, don't assume they can't understand what you're saying. Say what you need to say. Say, you know, your thank yous, your sorries, your goodbyes. You need to say what you need to say, just as if the person didn't have dementia.
I'd also like to point out, again, as you mentioned, that period where it's maybe 6 months after they've passed away and you're feeling those emotions. Is it common to feel that you were robbed of time? You look at how they were ill with the disease mentally for 5 years, 10 years, and you kind of look back and say, gee, I might have missed out on time, but at the same time, you didn't.
Right. And I think that's the case in with or without dementia, that it is, there's a lot of regrets. There's a lot of, I wish, I should have, I could have. And I think that's why it's important to, you know, live in the moment, say what you have to say.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everybody will have regrets, but at the end of the day, if you do the best you can, that's all anybody can ask for you. And I would say that's all your loved one would be able to ask from you.
Is there anything else? I know that obviously we kind of rushed through the book in our little conversation, but is there anything else, Mary, that you would like to really point out, any particular lessons either for caregivers or people in medical that you learned or came across in your own personal journey with your family that you could share with the audience and maybe give a little wisdom to them?
Yeah, I think a couple things that are all interlocked somewhat is that the person with dementia is still a person. They still, in the earlier parts of the disease, they can still make decisions. So many times we try to shelter and protect the person, but that they're the one walking the walk. They're the one truly on the journey, and that they need to be included in as much as they can while you're all walking through this. And the second is they are adults, and you know, too many times professionally, and even now, no matter how much training we do, how people with dementia are spoken to in a childish way and using pet names and elder speak, as we call it, and honeys and dears, and that these people are people who have lived amazing lives. They're adults and they deserve the dignity to be treated in that way.
Mary, I really appreciate your coming on Face Connecticut this morning. And if I can ask, how can people get a copy of The Heart Remembers?
They can. It's available on a couple of different sites. They can certainly get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available on Walmart also. And it's The Heart Remembers, Touching Lessons from the Dementia Journey. Or they can simply type in Mary Moynihan Underwood and my book will pop up.
And I just have to say, I love the title, The Heart Remembers. How did you come up with that? Is there any special story there?
I've always, you know, when I do my training, one of the things I've often trained people is the brain is broken, but the heart is not. And I just, because of that's what I believe in so much, I really wanted people to, you know, I wanted that included in my title, something about the heart. It's very much my journey through this dementia professionally and personally that, you know, the disease, Alzheimer's, so much focuses on the brain, but when we focus on the heart, it's a much easier journey for everybody.
All right. Thank you very much, Mary, for your time. Now let's shift over to Kristen Casado. She's the spokeswoman for the Connecticut chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. Kristen's got some great information for us on a new app that's available to help people with Alzheimer's and also caregivers, too. But before we talk about that, Kristen, isn't Mary amazing?
Oh, we love Mary Underwood. She has been a volunteer with us for so many years and is just a great, you know, advocate for spreading the message and for taking care of yourself as a caregiver and for learning and education. Yeah, we love her, and the book is awesome.
She sure is great. All right, Kristen, take a moment. Tell us this big news that there's now an app to help people with Alzheimer's, also caregivers, too.
It's brand new. It's brand new, and we're so excited, Morgan. It's called the My Al's Journey app, Al's being A-L-Z, short for Alzheimer's. And you can get it anywhere. You can get it on the Google Play, Apple Store, that kind of thing. And it's really information at your fingertips, right? I mean, when you get, and we've talked about this before, when you have this happen to your family, when you have an Alzheimer's or other form of dementia diagnosis, it really takes control of everything and really affects you. So to have education and tips and resources right on your phone, and we're all on our phones all the time, then it's just really, really helpful. So we're excited that this is launching. It's called My Al's Journey, and it's really everything you can need. And it's kind of has a twofold approach, right? As you mentioned, it is for those who are diagnosed. And when you're early diagnosed and when you're younger diagnosed with this, you will hopefully be able to, you know, manage an app. It's for those who use an app. If you don't use your phone and you don't use apps, it's not going to help you. But it's also for caregivers. There's so much information, and we're really pleased to be able to offer this.
To what extent is it personalized?
Ah, that's perfect. First off, when you get in there, you need to explain where you are going. Or do you have this disease? What is your, how long, what's going on? So it kind of gets you to where you need to go and then offers you different things. There's a library area on the app. There's personalized resources. So say you are a care partner and you're in Connecticut. You know, this is a national app, by the way. This is not just for Connecticut folks. So you are in Connecticut, and then it'll, and you want an education class, up will pop our education classes that are coming up. Or you want a support group in your region, up will come up, you know, the support group, probably you put your zip code in. Tools, activities, plus it'll show you some events that we're having as far as Connecticut is concerned. So it's pretty cool.
And I should also point out that the app, which is My Al's Journey, ALZ, doesn't replace the traditional phone number that people can call. There are still those other resources available, right, Kristen?
Absolutely. It's just an additional resource, right? We do have, and thanks for mentioning it, a 24/7 helpline that anyone can call anytime. It's in 200 languages, and it's 800-272-3900. And that's for any question about anything, about where is there a good doctor? How do I know the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? How do I deal when my mom or my dad is having some sort of episode that he's talking back when he was 25? I don't understand. What do I do? How do I redirect? How do I join him in where he is in his mind right now? How do I keep him safe? You can always call that number or always go to our website, which is alz.org/CP. But the app is new, and there's also videos on there too, which is cool. You can watch a video that from someone with the early stages and explaining, which is also really helpful, especially when people first get involved with this disease, first get involved in reaching out for help. You kind of feel like you're by yourself. So when you find someone who looks like you, who's your age, who's going through what you're going through, your shoulders can drop a little bit. You know, you can feel like, I'm not alone. And there are other people. And here's a video of this guy talking about what his opportunities and what his life is like.
Absolutely. And before we go, Kristen, one last time, just remind people the name of the app, where they can find it.
My Al's Journey, ALZ. And you can just search for that. Google Play, Apple Store, wherever you get your apps. And again, nothing replaces. It's just additional. Still have our 800 number and our other resources online as well.
Kristen, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for coming on Face Connecticut.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.